Lindsley talking with Jan Margosian from the Oregon Attorney General's Office. There's a cool new website that helps solve the age-old question, where should we go to eat? The Lions Club is teaming up with Lunch Specials Today to provide information about what restaurants are offering. Clear Channel's Mike Phillips talks with Karen Schuster of Lunch Specials Today.
I actually had this idea along with my sister several years ago about how could people that are saying, where do we go for lunch? Where do we go for dinner? Do we look through the yellow pages or just guess? And with the computer technology that's come about, we have the ability for restaurants starting in the Portland-Vancouver area to input their daily specials, their pie, their soup, their entree, whatever it might be. And we said, okay, that sounds like a great idea, starting here in the Portland-Vancouver area. How are we going to get that out to hungry people?
Yeah.
And having past experience in working with Eels and other charities, I thought this would be a great thing to work with the Lions. Good group, broad base. Mm-hmm. And so I spoke with Doug Hall, a good Lion, and we put together a program where the Lions are accumulating, gathering email addresses of people that want this free service. And every morning, that information about 6 a.m. is input by the restaurants. The people receive an email that says, hey, the specials are on the website. And they can go to the website and get that information by restaurant. If the restaurant has a coupon, it will have their coupon posted. If they don't know how to get there, it will also map it to them.
So if I'm at work with my coworkers and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're going, geez, where are we going to go for lunch? And I'm thinking, well, I'm really in the mood for, I don't know, baby back ribs. I wonder if, whatever the restaurant is has baby back ribs today. I go to the website.
That's exactly right. But then you might say, does that have trans fats?
I was wondering. I'm watching my trans fats.
You better do that. And our webmaster, Chip Chaprinko, has put that together whereby you can search by cuisine, you can search by Weight Watchers, you can search by trans fats, carbohydrates, whatever. And if you're looking for some place not only to have lunch, where are you going for brunch this weekend? Are you going to take your mom out?
I'm going to take my wife.
Ooh, okay. If you want to know where to go for brunch, mm-hmm. you want to know where to go for dinner, these are all things that will be on the website. But we're starting out rather small with primarily lunch and dinner specials.
Okay. Now, my wife is a quasi-vegetarian, I call her, because she eats a little seafood once in a while. So will the website tell us if the place has good vegetarian offerings and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They put in their requirements. You know, we're looking for vegetarian dishes, and it will pop up which restaurants have that.
Now, this is a big restaurant town. I mean, we have a disproportionate number of restaurants, I think, for the size city we have. So your hopes are to literally get a large percentage of the local restaurants involved.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're hoping that KEX will help us in that endeavor.
Well. We'll see how that works out. let's talk a little bit about how this can benefit the Lions Club, because I'm pretty familiar with the Lions Club. As I told you coming in, my father was a lifelong Lion, did a lot of work with the vision and hearing work that the Lions have done down through the years. So how is this going to help the Lions Club?
Good question. The way it's going to help the Lions Club is they're accumulating good email addresses, people that want this information. The restaurants are paying to be on the website.
Okay.
And what we're doing in turn is donating back to the Lions for those email addresses that they are supplying us with. And we're getting that money, of course, from the ad monies.
Looks like a kind of an everybody wins deal.
Absolutely. Everybody wins.
Okay.
Everybody.
Let's bring Doug over.
Okay.
And talk a little bit about the Lions Club, because this is one that's pretty near and dear to my heart. Along with the Lions Club, you mentioned LifeNet being the other beneficiary of,
right.
of this program.
LifeNets is another charity actually back in the Cincinnati area. And they work with Lions as well with the eyeglass program and whatnot. But we're also going to be working with them to a little bit lesser degree. But one of the biggest programs that we had aided them with in the past is providing insecticide-treated mosquito nets for children in Malawi to sleep under so that they won't get malaria. And we were able to purchase about 1,000 nets. That's about 4,000 children's lives who've been protected. So that's just another part of what we're doing.
So
great.
Let's slide Doug right over here. So, Doug, the Lions Club, I mean, I think many of us are familiar with some of the work that you've done. I mentioned the work with eyeglasses and hearing aids. That's kind of been the trademark of the Lions Club down through the years. But what else is the Lions Club's involved in these days?
Well, right now we're involved in Campaign Sight First. and actually campaign Sight First 2 at this point. And this is an international program where Lions are raising funds.
Need to try to get you to move in just a little closer.
Yeah, Lions are raising funds to actually support the iBanks that we have throughout the world and the clinics and things that we have. And I've got some brochures here that have a lot of information on them. Plus, this program is also going to benefit our local iBanks and the foundation right here in the state of Oregon and also across the river in southwestern Washington in the sight and hearing programs over there. So we're really excited to be involved with them and participate in this program.
Now, when we talk about iBanks, we're talking about people who are able to donate their eyes, and those will be used for medical aid in the future to help people regain vision?
The Oregon iBank works with those particular things, and I'm more familiar with the iBank that's over across up in Seattle area, but they're very similar. They do research and provide cornea for transplants and research and this type of thing. Also, they do work with the Lions iBank, and then there's also the Lions Foundation, and the foundation works a lot with the glasses recycling,
right.
Making sure people get the necessary things that they need for vision correction and this type of thing.
Boy, this is so important for kids. And as we said, we work with the Kids Fund. We work with the Lions Club,
right,
in making sure these eyeglasses and hearing aids get to kids. Because boy, trying to get a start in life and make it in school and not being able to hear or see,
right,
is pretty tough. Tell me a little bit about the Lions Clubs in general. I mean, I know it's been around forever and ever.
Great organization. We're community responsive to the things, not only just in eye and hearing care, this type of thing, but we do a lot of things, just local projects and things that we'll work with the community on.
Right.
To do a community assessment and find out what's needed in that community. And try to jump in where we can help.
Seems like I've seen the Lions hooked up with a Habitat for Humanity project at some
Absolutely.
Point. Seems like you guys did that. And so Lions is for people who want to kind of get together and make a difference.
Absolutely. That's what it's about.
The website is easy to remember, www.lunchspecialstoday.com. Restaurants interested in taking part can call 360-335-3223. Again, that's 360-335-3223. 3223. Construction, or deconstruction as it's called, is scheduled to begin this summer on the removal of two dams in the Sandy